I mean, there was nothing we knew at the time. I mean, we knew that he was tired, but he would still go places, and like if there was a trampoline park, he's going to birthday parties at them. Nobody knew anything besides the fact that about halfway through the birthday party, he'd sit out, which was super weird at a birthday party. But for me, I didn't think anything of it. That was just the way life was. It started when I was 4 or 5 years old. My brother was 8 or 9 at the time. We started noticing some symptoms. He was very fatigued, which was not very common for a little kid that's 8 years old to be tired all the time. So we were like, something has to be wrong. So we went to our family doctor, and they had suspicions that it could be adrenoleukodystrophy, which is basically where your body can't break down long chains of fatty acids. He could only have 18 grams of fat, which was very hard when he got diagnosed. I vividly remember my parents came up to me. They sat me down and said, Elijah needs a bone marrow transplant. We went to Baltimore. They start running some tests. They ended up figuring out that it was adrenoleukodystrophy. The doctors there said, this disease is life-threatening. So we were like, okay, we have to act on this fast. We were like, what's the best place that we can go for this disease? So the doctors in Baltimore said, the best place for this disease is in Minnesota. At the University of Minnesota, they have taken care of people with this disease. They are giving them bone marrow transplants, and that's the best option. My parents tell me that I can be the donor based off the blood work of mine and my brother's. It matched up to where I could be the donor for him. And I thought I was going to die in order to have a chance to save Elijah. We're in Minnesota at this point. We go into the procedure. I get the bone marrow out of my hips. Most people with ALD, they have either died by the end of the transplant, or they are completely bedridden, need 24-hour support. Elijah is now the best case, literally the best case in history for this disease. He is in college. He has played sports. Most people who would come out of ALD can't even walk. So this was a crazy time, but definitely a blessing from God, and you can just see his hand all